Okay, the Gemara asked Akasha. One pasuk says Meitav, and one pasuk says Afilu Sudin. So first Rava tries to answer. If a person is playing because Beis Din forces him, he has to give Meitav. If a person pays voluntarily, then he can give whatever he wants. That's the Gemara's first teretz. The Gemara quickly rejects the teretz. The question is, what's the Havamina? Is the Havamina to be Mechalik if a person pays willingly or a person pays because Beis Din forces him? What should there be a difference? So in the Kuntri says Shiurim is Masbir, and Rabbi Yalev says the same thing. That the Havamina only makes sense if you learn, like it's sad, that Idyas is a din in the Seder Tashlum in a Bez. We declared if Idyas is a Shibut, it's a lien be'etzem on the property, or if it's a din in the Seder Tashlumin. So this Gemara's Teretz makes sense only if you learn that Idyas is a din in the Seder Tashlumin. So Rava held in this Teretz that it's a din in the Seder Tashlumin of a Bezdin. That when Bezdin makes a person pay, he makes them pay Idyas. A person who pays voluntarily, and it never comes down to Bezdin forcing him to pay, so then he can pay whatever he wants. There's no din of Idyas. The entire din of Idyas is a din in the Seder Tashlumin that Bezdin is Mechayev.
Why?
This
is the way Bezdin has it.
Well, we know this because there's one person says mate, that one person says subin. So to understand the Torah, this is the Rabbi says that's the way we understand.
No, it's a dual. But I mean, what if it is a jinn and Bezdin being
hired, so what's the pasuk is telling you when you pay voluntarily, what do you pay?
This is, no, this is no, sh-
the first careful
that we were there. If it's subin.
The Gemara says Kasha.
Yeah.
The Gemara says that the pasuk that is talking about Bakarta, the pasuk that talks about paying Sulbin is talking about Bezdin forces him.
So the Gemara talks this up only because
you have a problem with the Gemara says Kasha?
Because the deer doesn't make sense.
Right.
But even without the deer, it makes the Bezdin here it is,
it's 100% true. That remains true. But we still have the kasha, the steer, the tupsukim still remains shver. That's what Gemara says. Just saying the zemis. It's a. Well, we still have a steer in the tupsukim. Because if the Gemara is this kasha, that Yishalim is not mashma to be mechalitim ba'karachai, not ba'karachai, so now we have the right of kasha. That we have a pasuk that says Idyas and we have a pasuk that says Subin, and they're both going in the same case.
So forget about this, Yishalim
being Mashmah. Without it, I would say that one is a din on Hogas Bezdin and one is a din on a voluntary payment.
Right. So why isn't that good?
Because then the Lashon Yishalim, Mate of Karma Yishalim, is Mashmah that when a person pays voluntarily, there's a din of paying Mate of Karma. So we have a steer.
It's
mashma to both pokim. It could be both, but it's mashma midaita as well. So now we have a steer that midaita, we have one pasuk says Idyas and one pasuk says Subin. Rabbi wanted to answer that pasuk is talking dafka when Bezdin forces him. So Gemara says it's not true. That's not the case of the pasuk. So it doesn't answer the steer. The hanacha that it didn't say the tashlum is embassy even according to the maskana. But it doesn't answer the steer. That's the Gemara's question.
Why can't it be a Shiva? The traditional pasuk is that the Shiva is not an absolute Shiva. It's not a thing you have to pay with the Shiva. You can resolve the Shiva with other things. That's the pasuk of Yishalim.
That means it's a play on words. But Bezdin does. It's not resolved with other things.
Could be that.
Then why does Bezdin pay only Bezdin, Idyas?
If the Bezdin book in a case where they don't agree. In fact, in Bezdin, it means that they didn't agree before Bezdin.
They didn't agree. In both cases, they didn't agree. If the person agrees to take Subin, there's no pasuk. The pasuk is coming when he doesn't want Subin. If he agrees to take Subin, you don't need pasukim for that. Kol tanei b'mamin, anything is kayim, whatever you want. Even if the Torah says it is, if I'm willing to take Zivuris and you're willing to give Zivuris, then there's no Safik. There's no tzad anywhere. There's no tzad anywhere. If both sides agree, they can take whatever they want for payment. For Haraya, if both sides agree, it can be Michael the payment. So certainly could take less. Because Kedushin is Dine Yisr. By Dine Mamin, there's no tzad in the world that if both sides agree, we need Zeres HaKasas. If you want to give me something, even if the halacha is you're part of paying it all, if we both agree that you'll give me something, you can give it to me. So there's nothing to do. There's no tzad in the world. If both sides agree on the say the tashlumin, this tashlumin mechila helps. Mechila helps by kedushin. You can't be meichel the ring. You say, don't give me a ring. I'll just be married. It doesn't work. It's dinei yisr. By tashlumin, when you're paying for nezikin, there's no dinei yisr that you have to pay for tashlumin. By mamin, if I want, I can be meichel tashlumin. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula Bered Rav Eloi, Dekana Midiksiv Yishalim Bal Karcha, I don't know what the half a mean it was, Amar Abaya Midiksiv Yishulam Yishalim Siv Midaita Mashma. So therefore, Rav's Teretz doesn't remain. The Gemara knocks off Rav's Teretz, and we come now to Abaya's Teretz, which is the focus now of the Pshat now, in this next member of Abaya. We have to do two things. We have to deal with the pshat, and then we have to deal with the lamdis. And they're both very involved. Let's see. Elam Rabbi, Kidamar. This fits in with something Rabba taught. Mar is Rabba, the Tanya. Now, the Gemara brings a brisa of Dine Meiser Oni, and it uses that brisa to answer the stira of Meitav and Subin. There are three pshatim in the Gemara, actually four, but three on the page. You have two in Rashi, one in Tosfos. We have to understand the pshatim. And then we'll have to understand as well what the nekuda here of the lamdish nekuda that the whole sugya depends on. But first, we have to learn the din of Maiserani, the Tanya. Now you all know, I assume, that somebody who has 200 zuz or more is ineligible to collect Maiserani. Somebody who has even 199 zuz, he's almost there, he's allowed to take Maiserani, and he could take in one shot even 1,000 zuz. If he has 199, he's eligible. He can even take 1,000 zuz in one matana. Once he has 200 zuz, then he's ineligible to take Maiserani. So let's learn the braisa first, the way Rashi's first shot is. D'tanya. Hari shahayu lai batim sadeis ukramim ve'inan maitzei l'machram. Somebody had homes, fields, or vineyards, and he can't sell them. How much are his fields worth? How much is this all worth? So Rashi, the first pshat, learns that it's worth 200 zuz. He's really an ani. He has just 200 zuz, which means he's ineligible for maisa ani. The catch is that right now he's unable to sell them. Ein ma'isa l'maichran. So does he get ma'isa, doesn't he? L'maisa is a rich man. Halachically, he's a rich man. He has 200 zuz. So the chiddush of the price is, machilin aisai ma'isa oni ad mechza. We give him ma'isa oni ad mechza. What's taicha ad mechza? According to Rashi's first pshat, the pshat we have again here on the page. Ad mechza means, let's say he could sell his $200 field for $100. So we fill in the other $100. Whatever he's missing, when he's selling this field now at a reduced price, we fill in whatever he's missing. So mechza is the amount that we're willing to give him. We're willing to give him up to 100 zuz, or half the value of his field. So that's what it says in the braisa. Now, of course, the braisa is a chiddush. It's a chiddush from two directions. When a person has a field that he can't sell, how do you look at him? You have two choices. You can look at him, he has 200 zuz in assets, he's an asher. If so, he should get zero. Or you could look at him, he can't eat his field. What's it help that he has 200 zuz in a field? He can't eat it, he's an ani. If he can't sell it, he's an ani. Well, either way, if he's an asher, he should get zero. If he's an ani, he should get as much as you want to give him. So either way, the price here is telling us a tremendous chiddush. So the Gemara asks, The heavy bomar, hefidami. What's the case? Ihozel arasa de kuli alma v'didei nami zol bahadayu. He has a $200 field, he could only get $100 for. If the market would turn down, it happens. The market goes down, the fields are worth less. So if he has a $200 field, that was a $200 a year ago, and today the market went down, it's only worth $100, he's a bona fide ani. Afila tuva nami lispilei. What does tuva mean? Afila tuva means more than 100. We should give him as much money, so ani, give him 1,000 in one shot. Dazil the kuliyama. Everything went down, so that's the real value. Ella, da ikir arisa the kuliyama. Everybody else went up, or they stayed up. Vididei, I did die of anafik azuzei zalara. Everyone knows he's a poor guy, he's desperate to sell, he doesn't have what to feed his family. So people are taking advantage, and they're offering him less. Afil apurta nami le lisvulei. If so, it's really worth 200. He should say, why are we giving him anything? He has a $200 field. Afil apurta nami le lisvulei. We shouldn't give him a thing. So this is the kasha according to Rashi. So let's see, the first half of the kasha is very mistaver. If the whole world went down and his went down, so it's a poshet, he's an ani. Second half is a little harder. If everybody else's did not go down, and his went down because everyone knows he needs the money, so he can only get less for it.
That wasn't 200.
He can get less than 200. Tap Rashi. A full of what? The Shabbos of his karka is 200, but he can't get it. Nobody's. It's really worth 200. If you call in somebody to shots up the value, it's worth 200. Fields like this are going for 200.
Everyone else's field went up. His paid 200.
But then he's pashit. Then he's an asher. If his stayed at 200. So the way I understand is that it's worth 200, but because of his personal matziv, no one's willing to give him the 200, because everyone knows if you have a person who's desperate to sell, that you can hold out and he'll go down. A full put down below the sulai. So therefore, he should be an ani. He can't get the 200 for it. So what's a filipurta nami loyless filet? So it sounds like the Gemara is saying, Lamaisa, he has $200 worth of karka. He has $200 worth of karka. But it's his fault that he can't sell it. It's his fault. What? What do I need? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking kasha.
Either his field is worth 200 or not.
That's the Gemara's kasha.
Does that depend on whether people went up or down?
The Gemara is saying, if everybody's went down, then it's just not worth 200.
Right.
First half of the cash is, if everybody's went down, so it's not worth 200.
I still don't have 200.
I do have. My field is worth 200, but I can't sell it because I have enough of Kazuza. It sounds like we're saying, look, he's a Peshaya. He messed himself up. So it's his fault. He has a $200 field. He just got messed up. The truth is, it's takashver. Bichas Avraham, he asks, if a person is a pesheya, so he doesn't get maisa ani. Let's say a person opens a business, and it flops because of his pshia. See, he's not eligible for maisa ani. Let's say he's a pshia. What? That's right. Let's say a person, I don't know if he's mafkir, if he throws away all his nechassim, gives away all his nechassim, he's not an ani. Mm-hmm. If right now he has nothing, he's an ani, no?
So that is the reason why he is very
honest. Says he could bench resume together with someone who's eating it because Migo Divai Makanif said Bavani. So he really has two kashas. Yes, first of all, if a guy, let's say he is a peshay. So because a person's a peshay, he loses money, so he's not an ani.
What's the peshay?
He's Ayel v'Nafik Azuzei. It seems that he didn't play his cards right. He's Ayel v'Nafik Azuzei and he messed himself up. And secondly, he says, what's the Pshia? He brings, I think, Shita Mukubetza says, what's the Pshia? He's a poor guy and he doesn't have what to feed his family. He's desperate to sell, so everyone knows. So that's his Pshia. He doesn't have money to feed his family. So he's Ayel v'Nafik Azuzei. So what kind of pshita is that?
It's hard to understand. The Torah has a standard for what was going on in there. The standard is from the Torah, and he has Torah on the market. It happens to be that he can't sell it, but if we just took him away and we just put this on the market, we put the Torah.
So what you're saying is what he answers, but it's, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. He, the Brit Zavram, answers. Now we see 200 zuz doesn't mean that you have 200 zuz you could spend. 200 zuz means you have a shiris of 200 zuz. You have a wealth of 200 zuz. Even if the 200 zuz is all in karka, no one's willing to buy it now. Because nobody, you can only sell it, people are going to take advantage of you. So he still has 200 zuz. So it's not because he's a pesheya. The Gemara is asking, a full porter nami lo lisfulei, that we shouldn't give him anything. So my he's an usher, he has 200. It's talking not because he's a pesheya. He's not a pesheya, it's not a punishment because he's a pesheya. Calls a man, he has a $200 field, he's not eligible, because that's the Torah set up. Somebody who's got assets of 200 doesn't get. The fact that he can't get to it doesn't play a role. What? The Torah says Lashon Pasha. At least in Rashi's first pshat, we're learning that it has nothing to do with Pshia.
This pshat. What about the first issue? When the Mishnah says, brings down, the rest brings down about the signs of Lashon Pasha. So it says, even if you give him presents of Shabbat Kesef, he's still, he can still take it.
If he has 200 zuz,
Lashon Pasha.
You give him a dinner, then he can't take it. You give him elef bevasachas, because the moment you gave it to him, he had 199. So you give him elef zuz, so he can take it. But once he has 200, he can't take it. No, once he gets the elef zuz, he doesn't get any more ma'asani. It just means he can take 1,000 zuz of ma'asani in one shot. If he has 199 zuz, he's allowed to take elef zuz v'vasachas of ma'aser ani money. In one shot, he can take anything if he's an ani.
What's the thing
after Harizei Yitov? Harizei Yitov is he can take the 1,000. Nosnu lo yishove elef zuz v'vasachas Harizei Yitov. He's allowed to take that 1,000. Doesn't mean he can take more. Okay? He could take 20,000.
What?
If he has less than 200?
Yeah.
If someone's willing to give it to him, he could take as much as he wants.
Nothing.
Well, the city's kupa, he could also take, but what does that have to do?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the shakla v'tarius. So what's a tarit? V'mamara lo leitzricha. Also, now, we have three steps. The brisa, the kasha, now the tarits. It's normal. In Nisin, karka is worth more. People, it's funny, because even today, property value goes up in the spring. Now Rashi gives a reason. Rashi says, because you could still plan for that coming year. In the fall, property values go down, Rashi says, because you can't plant anymore. You're going to lose that year. The kuli amanatri at Nisin. Umizavni. All people, no one sells karka when it's down. You hold on to it till the end of the year. It'll go up till 6 months later. V'hai hoyel v'tzricha le'zuze zavin k'dahashta. And since he needs the money, he's selling k'dahashta. I'd pal gorchei l'mezel. Till half its value, it goes down. And that's considered normal. Tvei lav orchei l'mezel. More than half, it doesn't go down. So that's pshat now in the Braisa. What's the pshat in the Braisa? Before we get back to our sugya, that if it goes down up to 50%, so we're mashlim to him, because that's normal. That's like Zol Kuliyama, that everybody's went down, because everybody goes down if they want to sell in the fall. So therefore, up to 50%, we have to give him. If it goes down more than 50%, so that additional amount is only because he is nafik for ayel azuzay. So that amount, that we don't give him. That's not a real price. The real price is the half. And therefore, mashlim, the half. That's the Gemara's teres, dasim according to Rashi, which again needs hesber, because if everybody's went down, and his also went down, half to half, we should give him even a thousand zuz in one shot. Why? He has a $200 field. So it's now it's in Tishrei. It went down. It's only worth 100. So we said that when the whole world goes down, that's the real price. So if that's the real price, and it went down to 100, he should be eligible for as much as he wants. And yet, he only gets, like Rashi Agnesu, he only gets to fill up the amount, to replace the amount that went down. It's a $200 field in the spring, it's a $100 field in the winter, and we give him that extra 100. So that means the Hezber, L'chaira, if it went down, Manashach, if the going down is real, so then he's an Ani, he should get anything he wants. If the going down wouldn't be real, then he's an Ashir. So either way, there seems to be a little bit of a Nakuda that needs explanation. And it's always that way. When you have a Gemara that has a few Pshatim, each Pshat has a Chsaron or a Maila, that's why there are many Pshatim in the Rishayim. But this is the Gemara. Well, hopefully we'll be able to explain all the Nakudas. Again, we have three steps. The Braisa, the Kasha, and the Teretz. And then, of course, we come back to our Sugya, and we answer up our Sugya, but we'll bite off a little bit at a time. This is Rashi's first chat. So we're talking about a person who has a $200 field, and we're talking about that only has a $200 field, and he can't sell it for the 200. He could sell it for an amount that will make him an ani. And that's the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Have a look at such a person. So just simply, right now, we don't need to write it down, but when we get to the second chat, going to be important. All right, so let's see if we can do this right. We have here the Braisa, right, the Braisa of my son. So who are we talking about? And what is Matzim? So who are we talking about? According to Rashi's first chat, chat number one, who are we talking about? Person who owns, he's relatively an ani. He has only a sada 200 zuz. Okay, like we're talking about someone that's all he owns. And mechza means we give him maiser ani ad mechza. Okay, we give him maiser ad mechza. That's attached to the Gemara. Then the Gemara is kasha. Kasha the Gemara. Gemara said, was Moshe, that he. The Zalkul Yalma, Afilu, Tuva, Nani. The Gemara says in the Kasha, Afilu, Tuva, even more, what does it mean? More what? One of the Kasha says, if everybody's went down, we should give him Afilu, Tuva. It means more meiser. So more than half. So Tuva means more meiser. Give him more meiserani. And the same Porta means less meiserani. That's the question of Gemara, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, and the Gemara in the end says, what was the Teretz again? That it's talking Yamin this and Yamin Tishrei. I think that's easy. And Yamin Tishrei, it went down up to 50% as normal. Again, the damage of 50 went down in value up to 50% as normal. And if it goes down more than it, then it's not normal. So in the Teretz, the Lashon of Tuva, in the Teretz, the Lashon of Netza means something else. What does Netza mean? In the Teretz, it means the Shavis of the field. Right? Shavis Hasoda, right, went down up to 15%. This is all the way it comes out according to Rashi in the first shot. Now Rashi, the second shot, has a whole different taich. Rashi's second pshat is Lishna Achrinas here in the Amid Beis. I hope you saw it. It's a little more than halfway down the narrow lines. So Rashi says in the Lishna Achrinas, Machilin Reise Maisani Ad Mechza Lava Anikai. So the first thing that Rashi is disagreeing with is. Is the first line. Who are we talking about? We said we're talking about a poor person. How to call him an ani? He has exactly 200. But he's borderline ani. And we're talking about such a person, and such a person is getting has the whole Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. The second Pshat Rashi is we're not talking about an Ani. Ella Akol Adam. We're talking about a guy who's got thousands of dollars worth of fields. He's got plenty of fields. But he doesn't have, he's got to go to the grocery. He doesn't have cash. So he wants to sell. So according to Rashi's, according to this Pshat Rashi, if he can sell his field for Mechza, for up to 50% of the value of the field, then we make him sell it. If he can only sell it for less than 50% of the value, then we don't make him sell it. We tell a person, you don't have to sell fields if it's only worth less than 50%. He's a millionaire. He's got millions of dollars worth of karka. And he's unable to sell it, except at less than 50%, which we don't make a person sell it. So in such a case, he doesn't sell, and he gets Maaser Ani. Why should he get Maaser Ani? He has a hein rav of cash. Why should he get Maaser Ani? Not a hein rav of cash, a hein rav of assets, no cash. So you have to know, there's a Mishnah payer that says that if you have an Ashir who's traveling, he sets out on a trip, so he takes money with him. And, you know, when you go on a trip, you end up spending sometimes more money than you expect. Especially if he's traveling with his wife and he's a rich man, right? So suddenly he's three quarters through his trip and he has no money left. He's out of money. He's got plenty of money back in his hometown. But right now he's traveling. The halacha is that an Ani who's traveling, an Ashir who's traveling, is allowed to take Maaser Ani if he runs out of money. Right now, in this place, he's an Ani. So so he could take. Because right now, he's the matzav of an Ani. Seems the same thing in the second Pshat of Rashi. The second Pshat of Rashi, we're talking about who? According to Rashi's second Pshat, we're talking about an Ashi. He's got plenty of sabbath. He's got somebody's hard there. Right? That's what we're talking about. Not a person with only 200 zuz. We're talking about a person who's an Ashir. And what does it mean, ad mechza? It doesn't mean meiser ad mechza. We give him up to $100 worth of meiser. It means the tuzel ad mechza. Right? And what is the price he can get for it is only up to 50%. That's all he can get. So it's a different type, a different person, a different type of mechza. So Frakti Gemara, what's the case? What's Lashon Gemara? Dizal Aras Adidei and the Kuli Alma. If the whole market went down, Atila Tuva Nami. What's Taich Atila Tuva? If everybody's went down, so this person is worth $10 million. And then once the market went down, now he's worth $5 million. So what should be the din if the whole market went down? So I feel the tuva nami can't mean we should give him even more Maaser Ani. He's got $5 million. I feel the tuva nami means that even if it went down, even if it's huzal tuva, this means Maaser Ani tuva, more Maaser Ani. According to this chat, it means even if huzal tuva, even if it went down more, even if the value went down more than 50%, and Zol Purta means the same thing. It means, Afilu Purta Nami also means Purta if the value changed less than 50%. So it's saying that if everybody's value went down, Afilu Tuva Nami, who cares? And he didn't say it, that he lost money. But the Maisa, that's the value. He shouldn't be able to get a penny in Maisa. And if everyone's didn't go down, just him, Ayel, Venofik, Azuzay, people are taking advantage of him. So I feel a portanami, even if it went down a little. If people are taking advantage of him, we shouldn't force him to sell. Why are we forcing him to sell? If it went down a little bit, we shouldn't force him to sell. And we should be eligible for myself. So this is the difference in Taij, a tremendous difference in Taij in the whole Braisa between the Tupshatim and Rashi. What you really have to do is get to Taisvis. The riff in Taisvis, you'll see, is identical to Rashi's second shot in almost everything, except he has a different gersa and a slightly different taich. But when you do the Taisus Trout, which is the Taisus Shem Rabbeinu Ilfis, the Rav Ilfis, you'll see that it fits basically the same as Rashi's second shot. Now it does come out Nafkamina in the end. What's the end? The B'yomei Nisin Yakri Arisa, B'yomei Tishrei Zol Arisa. So the Kuli Al Menatri had Nisin, and he Hayel V'Nafik Azuzah, he stuck. So again, Ad Mechza, what do? Ad Mechza, you tell him he's got to sell. Yosemi Mechza, we tell him you don't have to sell, and he gets Maisa on. There's a difference in the Maskana, I think there's a difference in the two pshat and the Rashi. According to the first pshat of Rashi, the Maskana, where the Mechza, the Shamis Hasada, which is true according to the second pshat, Ad Mechza is until the Shamis Hasada. But what does he get? I think the first shot of Rashi says that he gets the maximum he could get is only 50%, which is 100 zuz. According to Rashi's first shot, you only give him 100. So I think it turned out according to it. According to Rashi's shot, I think we give him like an army. Rashi said good.
Well, Rashi said much more on the
He says that in the second shot too? So Rashi saying the second pshat is only Ab Masayim. It'll be fine. The first pshat it's only Ab Masayim, which is 100, because it went down half. Right? He had a $200 field, it went down half. So Mashlim Alei Ab Masayim. Rashi's first pshat, we only give him 100 zuz.
And it's up to 100, or he's always 100?
In this example, it's 100. It's
so it goes down 50.
It goes down 50. You only give him 50. Mashlim Alei Ab Masayim. So, or if he's, let's say, only selling half the field, you only give him 50. You only give him what he's missing. And according to Rashi's second shot, what? Mechil v'layavsi. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Does that darkei? That's an ani. It's funny. The poor guy loses, the rich guy gains. The pshat that we're talking about a poor person, he only gets 100 zuz. The pshat that we're talking about a rich person, the pshat he ends up getting as much as he wants. It's a little strange the way the numbers work out, but that's the way the pshat, the two pshat in the Gemara work out according to Rashi. And if you go through it again with these pshatim, you'll see. Now, of course, what needs a hesber is why in the first pshat of Rashi that we only give him 100. It needs a little bit of a hesber why we only give him 100. Honey, we always give more than 100. So why? What? Yeah, but a regular honey has 199. We give him 1,000 one shot.
Oh, sorry, because the ninth is not. He is worth 200. If he waits a few months, he's worth 200. So that means he has 200.
So that's what the, that's. I think that's the Shita. I think he says this idea. The Mishnah Peya says that if a person is traveling and he has no money with him, he's got millions of dollars at home, but he's traveling, he's an ani. This ani who's traveling, how much do we give him? We don't give him what he needs for food. We don't give him the thousand zuz like we give every ani. Every ani who's a real, honest-to-goodness ani, so he has 199 zuz, we give him 1,000. An ashir who's only an ani because he's traveling, we don't give him 1,000 zuz. We give him, what?
Does he become an ani under 200, or does he become an ani who's buying less?
That's a good question. If he's traveling, it's mustaver, if he has enough money for food for his traveling, if he has 199 zuz, he has enough food for it, it's not mustaver, he's an ani. But if he needs money for the food, we give him the amount of money to tide him over till he gets home. So, memela, we have a source for this idea that we're only mashlim the difference to him. So the same thing, I think in the Shita Mukubetzes, he's saying this in Rashi's first chat, that we only mashlim the $100 because he's really an Ashir. He's an Ani Kafisha. An Ani Kafisha, we don't give him a lot of money, we just fill him up, we complete what he needs. And in his case, what he needs is the other 100, so he can sell this field, and he'll have 200, and he'll be an Ashir. Have a dinner of an Ashir. So that's the, this is the Halach Yelach of the Gemara.
What's the difference between the first half of the Maskana of the Gemara and the second half of the Gemara?
according to Rashi's second shot, what is the difference between the Hava Amina and the Maskara? Just the case, that's all. Just the Hava Amina, we didn't know the case. The Maskara, we know the case. Right?
First we said that everybody's still run down. We're saying then everyone's fallen down because it was in the winter time.
Okay, well, let me explain that. The weirdest kasha, if everyone's field went down, so what's it to talk about? So what's the teretz? What's admechza? So teretz is, everyone's field went down because it's winter. The brisa of kamash malon, what's it telling us? That in the winter time, admechza is the normal depression of the property. The property value in the winter could go down till 50 weeks, say, that's kuliyama. It's hard to know it's kuliyama. Nobody else is selling. Very few people sell. Right? So it's the natural kuliyama at Yaminisin. Everyone waits till Nisan. So when the price is set at Mechza, it's a way to judge how much did it go down because kuliyama goes down. How much did it go down because of him? So being masking to the kasha. Whatever it went down because it's normal, so that's considered less value. Whatever went down, not normal, just because of him, that's not considered a lesser value. We're masking to the kasha. The Maksha was right. Just the Bryce is telling us, how do you know why you went down? In the winter, our Mechza is normal, more than Mechza is normal. These are the two pshat in this Bryce. And now the Gemara is going to turn to answer Subin and Meitav with a very similar situation of idiots and babies pay for it, and it's going to go up, so it's going to go down. You could not come in. Now, the big kasha here in the Sugya, which Nachas David asks, is who needs this brisa of Maisa Ani? Now, I don't mean who needs it. If you're learning Hilchot Masechtas Maisa Ani, you need it. But why did the Gemara bring this brisa? What exactly, what yesod did we learn from this brisa? That we couldn't just go straight to our sugya. That we need some kind of a raya from the brisa that helps us in our Gemara. So Nachas David asks, what's the nekuda that the brisa is coming to tell us?
Bring
the Bakar. And
what?
No,
that it can't be
Bakar. No, what can't be Bakar?
What's the child? Why
he's writing this case? We had a stira to psukim, subin and meitav. So we're about to answer it that he can tell him, if you take it at today's price, I'll give you idiots. And if you want tomorrow's price, it's got to be bad. If you want bananas, it's got to be yukudul kameh. That's going to be tomorrow's tariffs. What does the price of, what piece of information does this price give us that I would not have known without the price? What information, let's say this whole price of my son, he wouldn't be here. We just jumped to the tariffs. Period. Why can't we jump? What is the brisa giving us a piece of information that I would not have known? The brisa of my son is bringing forth here to the Mar to tell us something. The question is what? The
why
Kuda. Yeah.
Why would I say I look at prices later on?
What?
Why would I look at prices later on?
Why would I look at prices later on? Good. Explain, that's what you're saying. The price teaches us.
The price teaches us that there's such a thing as just because I have money, I could have money later on, it brings a child, whether he's in money or not. That changes his status, whether he's in money. So, man, so you know, so if I want later on, if he wants to play around with the din, so then I can book ahead and then give that price later on.
Okay, good. We're going to have two mahalchim in the Gemara. The Mahalach that we're going to talk about today is in the Divrei Yecheskel, Simin Mem Vav. It goes on this Gemara. And this is Nageah to a Shaila Klali, which the Braisa is really, which the Asugi is being done on. And that Shaila Klali is this question: how do you judge the value of something? If you have something which has a certain value today, and you know for sure, you don't know anything for sure, but Kederach HaOlam, you know, it's going to be worth more later. It's going to be worth more at a future time. what value is the real value of that item that you have? If, I don't know, today's society, it's so hard because the fluctuations in the market are, I mean, except for fruits and vegetables, very, very little fluctuation. What?
A bond is not mature in 2 years. A CP or something like that. Right now it's worth not as much as money. And if you wait 6 months, will you wait to pull it down?
See, that's not a good example, because there it's the value of the time. It goes up because the money is going to be used for 6 months, which has a real value. So I need something like air conditioners. Logically, air conditioner is this time of the year. It should be almost impossible to sell an air conditioner. And when it comes April, May, the value of air conditioners should go up. It happens to be, it's weird, that in our society, there's so much competition in April, May, and so many sales, that it's actually the reverse. When the demand goes up for air conditioners, which according to the rules of economics, the price should go up. In Flatbush, in the year 2006 or 2007, it's not much the opposite. If you want to get a good buy on air conditioner, you wait for April and May when everything, when the air conditioner is on sale. Everyone's fighting each other to do it. It's a weird thing. What? Cars go up in the summer. So they go up. That would be a good example if that's the material. That's a good example. If you want to sell a car, okay. Let's say there's such a material that a car, if you want to sell a car, the truth is if you want to sell property, it's usually that way. Most years, if somebody wants to sell a house, if you wait to the spring, people are more in their mind to buy a house in the spring than in the winter, than in the fall. Usually property prices go up every spring. And the Shaila, that our Gemara is being done. And the truth is, by them, it was regular. Because there was a Yom HaDeshuka. Some towns had a Yom HaDeshuka once a month. And people who had merchandise, they wouldn't sell it until the Yom HaDeshuka. Yom HaDeshuka, people came, and there was demand, and prices went up. Until then, prices didn't go up. We were learning as a Neshech. There are different times that there's a different, there's a Tara, there's a certain Shar, that when you see Yom HaShok, there's a certain Shar. And so let's imagine such a society where I harvested my field. I've got a silo full of wheat. But I'm holding it until the Yom HaShukah, until the day of the Shuk, where it's going to be worth more money. What is the real value of this wheat? Is the real value what I could get for it today? Or is the real value what I could get for it in the Yom HaShuk? That's the nidain of not only of our sugya, but even Lamaskana, we're going to end up with Chaluki Deis on this Shaila. Let's say, the Gemara has a case about Metzia. You have a barrel of wine. It's worth 4 zuz. But you're not selling it. You know at the Yom HaShuk it's going to be worth 5 zuz. So this barrel of wine, you put it in the back room of your house and you're waiting for the Yom HaShuk to sell it. Someone comes in and he breaks the barrel of wine. Does he owe you 4 zuz? Or does he owe you 5 zuz? What does he owe you? Today's, you couldn't get more than 4 zuz for it. On the other hand, you're not planning to sell it today. You're planning to hold it to the Yom HaShuk, and the Yom HaShuk, you know you'll get 5 zuz for it. What does he have to pay? What? Why should we look at his plans? Today is today. It's true. We have, on the one hand, we have a cloud that ein lehegdish ala mekayma bizmana, that something has its value only where it is at a certain time. So we generally do have a cloud that everything goes according to its place. The Gemara in Kedushin says Shemesh Shava Pruta B'Vadai, that if a person is the Karsam less than a Pruta, so with Chayshish for Kedushin, maybe it's worth a Pruta B'Vadai. So all the Rishayim jump and they ask, Ein Lachayla Makayve Rishayitai, who cares if it's worth more B'Vadai? Right now I'm here. And value should go according to here. The other side is that if it's normal to wait, in other words, you're right, I go according to Makayve Rishayitai. But if the normal thing is to wait till the Yom HaShuk, obviously the Yom HaShuk is the real value. Everyone who has barrels of wine waits till the Yom HaShuk. What they want to drink, they drink. But whoever's selling, doesn't sell today. He waits till the end of Shuk. So who sells? So someone who's stuck. He needs cash, so he sells, so he gets four zuz. So that's the shaila. The shaila is, how do you assess the value of something? Do we say strictly, no, we have a rule, we claim it b'shaita, you go according to its place and its time, finished? Or do we say, no, you go according to the way people normally sell it? And if the yukud al-kameh is the normal way to sell it, then you go according to that time. The Divrei Yecheskel holds that you go according to Yukud L'Kamei. That the real value of something is based on the time that people normally wait to sell it. That's the real value. And he says that that is the Giloi of this Braisa of Maisa Ani. The whole reason we're bringing the Sugya of Maisa Ani into our Gemara is through this Braisa to show us such a concept. Rabba said, we're talking about a field that's worth 200 in later and worth 100 now. We're going now with Rashi's first chat. It's worth 100 now and 200 later. And this person is eligible for Maisani. We're mashlim him to Maisani. So we see from here that we don't just say, well, it's only worth 100 now, we should get as much as he wants. We say, no. The value of Yaimei Nissen, which the Gemara says is a normal time for people to sell, is higher. So since the value is higher, therefore that's the real value. That is the message of my son. You know,
the only time I use it is when he wants to start playing around with it. Why is that giving the field?
What do you mean?
Israel is getting off, then fine. Then we go now.
That's a good question. Okay, that's the next piece of Gemara. Good. He's mastered that too. 1 second. In Maisa Ani still, speaking still of Maisa Ani, I want to point out to you, if you have an Ani, and he's got a rich uncle, who he's the Irish, and this uncle is a geisus, he's going to die within 72 hours. So here, this poor nephew is, I don't know if he's happy his uncle's dying, but, you know, he's going to make a shachianu, and it says a Shulchan Aruch, that when someone yarshins, he says, dying on this, and then he says shachianu. He said the person died, he's happy to yarshin. The question is which one he's saying with more gusto. I once, somebody, a Rav told me, I once asked the Rav, do people make the Shechiyah on Yerusha? So he said he once asked Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov told him, the minig is as mefeges to Zogonis, mefeges to Machin de Bracha. The minig is that, I don't know, I never heard somebody make Shechiyah on Yerusha. It seems to be in very poor taste. And they say Dain Ames, and he says Shechiyanu, but especially the language, Shechiyanu, if you don't know the rabbis, they say Shechiyanu.
They say Shechiyanu. They take over the Rebbe.
That's because they want to make sure no one fights over the Rebbe, so they want to make it as a thesis. But the point, my point is not that. My point is, let's say you have this guy. He knows he's going to be an Osher. A Geisus in Halacha says, what's a Geisus? Someone's going to die within 72 hours. So the Gadol HaDor is Paskin, this means a geisus. All the Kayanim have to leave. That means he knows he's going to get, in 72 hours he'll be a millionaire. Is he eligible for Maisani now? Right now? Of course he can get even 1,000 zuz in one shot. He's a total Ani. So what does it mean in our Gemara that the price is going to go up if Yaimei Nissen? But right now the price didn't go up. Zakta Divrei Yecheskel, we see from here that even today, this is considered the real price. The real price is Yukud al-Kamei. Because it's normal for people to wait to sell till then, the real price is Yukud al-Kamei, the later price. And Mimela, now, the next Gemara makes sense. Next Gemara says, you could tell him, if you want ideas, I'll give you to today's price. If you want Beinonis, I'll give you Yukud al-Kamei. Because Yukud al-Kamei is the real price. Why Idiyas by today's price? Zokta Divrei Yecheskel, that's the whole Gemara. The Gemara adds is a stira. It says Meitav, it says Afilasubin, a stira to Psukim. The Teretz is, Afilasubin means what you pay normally. What you pay normally, you pay by its real price, which is the later price. What's Meitav? Meitav is something that you could sell easily. If Reuven is Mazik Shimon, Let's say Shimon, I don't know what business he's in, the jewelry line, right? So Reuben's Mazik Shimon. So now he owes him $1,000. So Reuben tells Shimon, I'm going to give you karka. So Torah said that Shimon's not interested in becoming a farmer. He's not afraid to become a farmer because you're paying him karka to wait for, you know, to plant, to listen. Shimon, Meitav is something which is sold easily. The Gemara will say later, Kol Metavlim is Meitav Hay, because you could sell it easily. When the Torah said you give Meitav, the Torah said you give him something that he could sell easily. Since the whole Kavona of Idias is to be able to sell it quickly, so when you're giving Idias, you give by today's price. The whole Kavona of Meitav is to be able to sell it right away. So when you're giving Idias, you give by today's price. That's the Pasuk of Meitav. The person says, listen, I'm willing to take Beinonis. I don't need something I can sell easily. On Beinonis, we go by the Ikar Shuma. The Ikar Shuma is Kikar Lekameh. That's the Pshat in this Gemara. The Dibri Yechesel's Pshat in the Gemara is very geschmack. It fits it very well. The problem is that his Yisayit, that we do everything Kikar Lekameh, is not something that the place can agree to. The Ketzais and the Sivis both reject it. They both say that the Ikka price is today's price. And therefore, we need another pshat in the Gemara besides the Dibri Yechezkel. The Dibri Yechezkel's pshat, if you have to give a shiur and explain pshat in the Gemara, is the easiest pshat in the Gemara, easiest way to go. Tomorrow, we're going to have to deal with the Shitas HaPaiskim. So it's the Sivis both hold, the Ikker value is the value of Kidahashta, in the Chalam HaKanei V'Shaitai. So the Stipler, the Philosiakim, Simin Hay, the whole piece in Simin Hay does not start with our Gemara. It starts with the Gemara in Bar Metzia Tzadik Tes, with the barrel of wine, that's worth 4 today and 5 in the Yom HaShuk. And someone broke it today, what does he pay? Only at the end of the Stipler he comes back to our Gemara. So tomorrow, we're going to have to go through the Gemara again. We have the Dibri Yechezkel's Mahalach, which is the easier Mahalach. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to get to the second Mahalach, the Tzais Tzivis, and the second.